would be via Bluetooth. But you know what, dog? It is what it is. We tried, we failed, and we did not succeed. But we're going to do our best and try to do this podcast without the mics. I'm sure we'll find out how we're going to fix it and shit. Either it has to be plugged in or the microphone's actually died, maybe. But who knows? But we're back to Barely Legal, baby. Half of everybody's asleep. My friend is watching TikTok and it's your boy Emilio and
Chaps.
Yeah, dog. And we're back after, 2 years?
I think it's been 2 years. What was the last one we recorded?
I think it's been, since 2020, bro.
I thought it was 2021. Or is it 2020? Might be 2021, though.
Our peak. I would say... What'd you say? 2020 was my...
Your MVP year?
MVP year. Yeah, we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about how much we've grown up in the past 2 years.
I mean, I don't think I have grown up necessarily from a mental state, but from a, I guess, societal point, yeah, I guess I'm matured.
That's a better way. Maturing state. That's the right way of saying it. Me personally, more of a mature way. Because Jesus Christ, I was listening to the old podcast and god damn, man, I sounded a lot more different than usual. I still I still act the same, but
you found peace.
There you go, dude. I was so destroyed inside, in a way. You think about it, bro. Oh my god, I was god, I was a destroyed kid. Not kid, it was 3 years ago.
No, it was 2 years ago. I think last time we recorded, I think it was in 2021. Let me fact check ourselves.
Yeah, check the facts, Chops. Because I'm pretty sure it was a year. No, not even a year ago, bro. I remember because you were still in college. To catch up, we have updated our.
So it was the beginning of 2021. Last time.
Beginning of 2021.
It was January and February.
Dude, a lot can change in 2 years. To be honest with you, a whole lot.
Yeah.
One big change is that I am now finally. In a relationship.
I was going to say, you don't wear glasses anymore?
I do not wear glasses anymore, bro. And your boy is tied down for sure. I'm very loyal man. She's actually right next to me, which is crazy.
She's passed out.
Yeah, she is literally passed out. Our other guests are... Well, one's dead and the other one's halfway dead and halfway not dead.
He still flinches if we say his name.
Yeah. There you go. It's your boy. Juan, yell out your name as hard as you can.
Juan El Caballo Loco.
Hopefully you heard him. He said... man, dude. It's been a long time, bro.
I gotta pull up the receipts. I gotta look up what Amelia was talking about in 2021. Actually, it's gonna be...
I'm not even that sleepy.
Juan just stood up. He's drinking his water. He's sucking on it. He just squeezed the crap out of it. It's Dasani water.
You know what's even crazy?
He looks like a 4 month old that just got given his bottle. He looks a little dehydrated.
Barely
dehydrated,
bro.
He can barely speak.
After all, okay, so first our whole night began with a gentleman's night, which is supposed to be, classy. We, the first plans was to go to Fogo de Chão, or as most people will call it, Fogo de Chão. Pretty classy place, honestly. What did you think about it? Personally, I give the food a 7 out of 10. Not the best fucking food to die for. The bacon, that's the only thing that was delicious in my personal opinion. I give it a 10 out of 10, but other than that, the meat, dude, you can literally get that shit for 10 bucks and that bitch was they're overcharging us. And don't even get me started with the water. But what do you think, Chops?
Okay, so I gotta say that was the best bacon I've ever had, and I'm not like a bacon person, so it was pretty good bacon. It was the best meat there. But I knew I was gonna pay a lot the second I like looked through the window and saw everybody dressed really nicely, and then as soon as we walked in, I was like, oh yeah, this is gonna be above $50. And it was way above $50.
Oh, my God. I was honestly not expecting it to be that fucking much, bro.
I was prepared for the worst. I was like, if I drop 100, I this is an experience. Am I going to come back? Maybe on my 20th anniversary.
Yeah, I mean, I think for sure, bro, on special occasions, I'll it's a nice, I would say nice, what'd you call it?
Environment.
Environment, yeah, but no, experience. It's a nice experience, you know.
It was a good experience. It made me feel like one of those, like I was in a movie.
I felt special. Like,
movie setting.
Yeah.
The one where the drama happens, somebody throws down their napkin and says, I'm leaving.
Yes, for damn sure, dude. But is it worth going there for on your free time? Sure, if you got, like, you know, you got fuck you money.
Yeah, if you got a lot of money, I you could probably go there. I mean, not feel too bad, but I feel like it's like for special occasions.
Yeah, you know, if you're at the game, even though I saw the game there, bro, I swear to God, dog, there's this man in front of me. I'm like, yo, that is the game. Maybe because I've seen too many like YouTube reels this morning. I was like, so I was seeing a lot of 50 Cent and the game videos, and then I don't know why he just caught my attention. I was like, oh, dude, that's the fucking game right in front of us. But no, dude, I was expecting to spend like, you know, amount like of Longhorns, but I'm a little bit more expensive.
No, I knew it was going to be, yeah, pretty freaking expensive.
Bro, I dropped 200. I dropped 200 for two people, and how much was the water? $8. There were seven people that went, right? Seven of us that went in total. And he charged us $8 a piece, approximately $8, including tax, for fucking water, bro.
That was some pretty good water, though. It was pretty tasty.
No, it's just regular ice water.
It tasted pretty good to me. Maybe it was the glass. Maybe they might have added some. They might have frothed the glass or something. It was pretty tasty.
Maybe.
Coffee was alright.
Oh, yeah, y'all actually wanted a coffee. And like, what, you, Juan, Victor?
It was a good call.
Tex had coughs. Nah, bro, that bacon.
That thing was delicious. I put it on my rice and beans.
I should have gotten rice and beans. How was the frijol and arroz?
It was pretty good.
I didn't try it. My favorite meat there was, I wish I tried the filet mignon. But I didn't get to try it. I should have tried it. And Jasmine had to try it. That looked good. But I was like, nah. I know if I would have eaten a little bit more, I would have been tired as shit to go out afterwards, and I don't want to like give Victor the satisfaction that his what do you call it, his prediction was right,
that it was gonna be a bust.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah,
we're
yeah.
older, we don't go out as much.
We really don't, man, which is like pretty not sad, but just like a little slap of realism
to maturing.
Our face. We are maturing, dude. It's insane. It's like
nobody's in school anymore. We're all working.
Yeah.
Life is a 9-to-5, basically. It fucking sucks.
Yeah, man. I got promoted. Got a relationship. Chops got. He's making. He's a 6-figure N-word. Oh yeah, I stopped saying the N-word now, bro. Dude, yo, sweetie, shout out to sweetie, she said that. But yeah, he's a 6-figure. So is Alessandro, dude. I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah,
I thought he said he was close to 6 figures.
That's way more than me, dog, that's all I can say. But Jesus Christ, man, I'm hoping I'm gonna get to there, but like I'm fine, bro. I'm happy. Like you said, dude. Oh, whenever he's like, I'm happy where I'm at right now. I'm like, I get you there. I'm 100% there.
Yeah, like I said, money brings me no happiness whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like earning money does not make me any happier. Like I will sit there if they were like, you're earning $100 an hour right now. I'm like, all right, that's fine. I'm also wasting $100 worth of time then.
Like what JC said, bro. More money, more problems. The more you like, the more you earn, the more you spend. I never fully understood that, but like if you don't have control of it, because I remember when I was like get raised, I would get raises, I would spend more money, and I would like myself. And so like I figured out, like, oh well, you know, I should like control my impulses, my buying impulses.
It's a lifestyle thing.
Like a lot of people don't like they get used to a certain lifestyle, and whenever their income changes, it kind of stays the same. And that's why there's a lot, like a big issue with people that actually earn a fuck ton, and they try to match their lifestyle to what they're earning, and they actually end up living like paycheck to paycheck. These are like people that earn like $300,000-$400,000 a year.
Living paycheck to paycheck?
Yeah, there's like a huge
statistic. People that earn $400K a year.
Yeah, there also a lot of lottery winners will eventually go back to what they were living. Like they'll blow out throughout their like through all their money.
Holy shit!
Because they live a lifestyle that they can then attain. And it's like if you can't analyze yourself and know how to somewhat budget and have some form of financial literacy, you're kind of fucked if you don't know how to work your money.
Yeah,
get more. This is the same shit. If you don't know how to manage it and you overspend, you're gonna lose it all paycheck to paycheck.
If you learn, like, what do you call it, learn by not process of elimination but mistake. Yeah, there you go. Trial and error. If you got trial and error on your side, then yeah, dude. Like, that's what I did. I did trial and error. I'm like, holy fuck, I've been spending so much fucking money on nonsense. Absolute nonsense. And thank God for you guys, dude, because you guys were like literally telling me, hey, you should like chillax on this, or hey, because I also used to like, you know, paying for everybody's food and paying for this and that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I thought it was just normal, you know, but I was like, gave me like a little slap in the face, like, you know, you shouldn't be doing that, you know, it's your shit, but I won't care, you know. And I'm like, you know what, I start checking up on my own self. It's been working out, dude, you know. My next goal is to, like, you know, move out someday. Still haven't moved out yet. None of us, you're the only one that has had their own place. I mean, so did Victor, but then okay, his whole thing happened. The black mold, dog. It hit him. I swear, he's living that English lifestyle. The black plague.
The black plague.
The black plague set humanity apart, set humanity back for like a minute, and then he's got the black mold, set him back for a few minutes, and then like now he's like back on his feet and shit. Dude, that sucks. Imagine like losing all your shit just to like a little mold.
Dude, that shit fucking, yeah, but black mold in itself is not a fuck, like, it's no joke. It's just crazy, because mold, it literally just, I think it just needs humidity. And like,
that's what kind of stuff you do. Imagine, like, we did a podcast there, and we were just chilling there.
I thought we just did one.
We did one.
The one with Kev.
Yeah, we did one.
Mr. fucking Microtransactions.
Do you know that motherfucker's back in town?
No.
Yeah, I didn't know until I checked like my location to see where you guys were at, and I'm like, and it said Kevin in Canton. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Why don't you just tell us anything? He's like, I mean, I understand. He's, what do you call it? He's busy, and you're training all fucking day, every single day, and you have like what, 4 days of like day offs. I might as well take like, I'd want to just chillax and shit. Bought himself a PS5 as well.
Yeah, he's probably playing that shit.
Hell yeah, bro. I mean, I would be too if I had like a 4 day weekend, which we do. Labor Day's here.
That's true. And there's a PS5 right next to my right.
Yeah, right there. We've even gotten into Street Fighter because of Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, you know, like, I feel like Smash players usually peak at 22. Street Fighter players usually, or pro players at least, peak at like 30.
Yeah, 30.
So we got time. We got time to go into our prime.
We have time, bro. We have pure time. It's fun, dude. Like, what's crazy, like, we get better every time we lose.
Yeah.
For some odd reason.
Was it iron sharpens iron or steel sharpens steel?
Something like that. Iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. I remember JP telling me that back in the day.
It's true. You are as good as your, like, the people you surround yourself with. Because to put it into perspective, to me, I'm a slacker as far as when it comes to health and fitness. But then I hang around other people and I don't realize how crazy. I wouldn't say you guys are, but you guys are dedicated to health and fitness, to being, like, jacked and ripped.
Yeah.
And being physically fucking just chiseled out of marble.
I don't know why. I mean, I'll for sure will ask someday, like, Quan and Alessandra, what made them, like, start for sure. Mine was for sure, like, wasn't a heartbreak, but that sure did help, but more of, like, mental health. It was more like revenge to begin with, and then after like a month or two, I'm like, this is really dumb for me to doing this, like, in spite of somebody else that doesn't really care about me. I was like, you know, I'm just gonna do it. Prove the haters wrong. Yeah, I was like, then it turns into like, prove the haters wrong. And then I'm like, then it made me understand that nobody really cares about you. And no matter what you do, people want to see you fail. So it was pointless to like try to prove to people and try to act for people. And so that made me realize, like, yo, you should just do this for yourself for sure. And so that's what I've been doing ever since then. After like the last, what, 4 years now? It's been 4 years. No, five, about to be 5 years of like me and Alice and Juan like working out consistently almost every day. And Travis is like, what, you're 4 years in now?
I wouldn't say I'm like a consistent, I'm definitely not a fucking bodybuilder, but I just try to stay active. That's my main thing. It's like, I don't care if I'm running around playing pickleball. As long as I'm doing something, bro.
Pickleball, ping pong, bro, darts. Dude, he beat the shit out of me. He didn't beat the shit out of me in darts. I was somehow, like, there in the pocket, but I don't know how he threw those darts, dude. You're really good at darts. I mean, he does have a dartboard here.
I just couldn't hit the bull. That was, like, the longest I've ever taken to hit the bullseye. I don't think I've ever taken that long to hit it.
You usually do hit the bullseye pretty good?
I wouldn't say like I can hit it pretty accurately, but it usually does not take me that long to fucking hit it.
That's cool. I'll be honest with you, my first time ever playing cricket.
Cricket's fun.
That was a lot of fun, bro.
Baseball's the funnest out of all of them.
I would love to play cricket again.
Baseball.
I want to try baseball. But why didn't you teach us this like fucking dart game since forever ago?
I did. I always asked, you guys want to play darts? No.
I don't know, it's just throw the darts at it. I actually regret not like actually listening to you. I regret a lot of things from when you were in college, dude. I regret not going for your first 2 years, Mandeville. And then the last years, that was pretty cool. And then not playing darts well. Then getting too fucked up early, bro. I didn't know how to pregame right.
Yeah, I mean, like,
well, live and learn, but dude, I didn't know how to pregame right for a solid 2 years straight, because you were supposed to get fucked up really early and then go out, but no, you were literally just supposed to get like a little, you know, a little loosey goose and then go out, just a little loosey goose, not loosey loosey goose.
You're supposed to get to the point where you know you can handle, whether that's being buzzed or somewhat drunk, and then you just coast from there.
I wish I would have like did that back in the day, but I would just get too fucked up out and about.
Do you see Juan's sock?
Adidas.
Juan's wearing really nice clothes, and you can see the Adidas logo sticking out of his sock. That's fucking fancy ass shoes. We're gonna be fair. Dress socks fucking suck. I think Nike socks and like Adidas socks are probably like the best socks in general.
They're too cottony for me.
I love cotton squishy, like nice thick
socks. No, I don't get me wrong, I love a good squishy sock, but my feet, well, my body, bro, I just sweat too damn much. That's why I hate the summer.
I don't really sweat through my feet too much.
I sweat my dogs bark all fucking day, and then my pitties sweat, dude, and then my nuts sweat.
Oh, and that's what's the worst. Especially when you get stuck to the side of your leg and you can't really move and you have to wait to, like, move your leg a little awkwardly for it to, like, slowly.
I had unstick. A rash for a good minute. I didn't know I had a rash.
And your nut sack?
Yeah.
Or your groin?
My groin. Athlete's feet, right? Or some shit like that.
Wait, on your foot?
No. Athlete's foot, but, like, it was some sort of bacteria.
Oh, how'd you get rid of it?
How'd I get rid of it?
Yeah.
Cortisone.
Cortisone?
Yeah, that's what Jasmine told me. She's since she works with a bunch of dermatologists and shit like that. And I was like, oh, I'm like, yo, I was embarrassing, dude. I ain't gonna lie, dude.
Oh, no. That's just fucking, that shit's fucking embarrassing. Like, there are some parts of me that I wouldn't release to the public, but I know from firsthand experience some of that stuff can be embarrassing.
No,
it is because you don't want to show the doctor. So the thing is, I am all for doctors helping people, but I feel there should be a stipulation that if you are a hot person, you shouldn't be allowed to be a doctor. I'm all full from it. Like, the first time I ever got a fucking, like, full-on physical, like a nude physical, was done by this hot Colombian doctor.
What?
Dude, I wanted to fucking jump out that window when she told me to pull down my pants, and I pulled down my pants, and then she's like, no, all of it, because I was just in my underwear, and then I'm like, oh. Then I put down my pants, and then she's like, it's okay to be shy. I know it's a little cold in here. I'm like...
Oh no! It's so hot.
Let me get warmed up. Let me 30 thoughts.
Dude, you gotta give it a little shake,
let me.
Gotta give it a little smack, a little. Wait, wake up! Oh god damn! I actually hit my nuts right now. Ooh, get a little smack, dog. Not too many smacks, dog. That way you don't, like, you know, can't let them know that you find them attractive and shit. But like, give a little.
Bro, I mean, I was like. 13, 14.
I didn't know how to fluff up until I was like 16.
I mean,
I was insecure of my shit, dude. I still am, to be honest with you, a little bit.
To me,
but then like,
about getting fluffed up.
Yeah, well, like flaccid me.
Oh,
but then I figured out, I'm like, oh, porn isn't real. Not many people are like that. That makes sense.
It's not about, like, being flaccid.
Oh, no, that sucks, dude. I'll be honest with you. I'm a fucking grower. I ain't no shower, dog.
Me too. I'm a grower, not a shower.
I'm a definite grower. But then I've realized, like, I talked to, like, most people. I opened up. I don't care anymore. I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely a fucking grower. Like, oh, you too? I'm like, I'm not alone.
Oh, yeah, dude. Unfortunately, I've seen some big schmeets in person.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I have too, dude. Oh, my gosh.
I put that thing away, dude.
I'm like, oh, yeah, he's here. I'm like, hello. I'm like, God bless you.
Yeah. But apparently, those people, like, they don't really get any bigger.
They just, I heard about that. They told me that shit, too. They're like, yeah, man, it just stays like that. And supposedly, you don't feel that much. But then I'm pretty sure they're just trying to, like, be humble about it.
They're like, oh no, bro. Like, I'm just a good, easy 8 inches, 9 inches on a good day. Nothing to brag about. Damn.
Yeah, somebody.
You're measuring in inches?
Yeah, dog. Yeah, like, Jesus, you got that going on?
Damn.
Hey, man. But like, I was listening to another podcast literally recently. I think yesterday or 2 days ago. It was fucking little Drewski. Drewski. He was on. He's on a podcast. I don't know if it was, like, the Andrew Schultz podcast or somebody else. But anyways, he was, like, saying, he's like, yo, nah, man, it sucks being, like, an African-American black. It sucks being black and having all that pressure on you. Like, if you're black, dude, you gotta have, like, you should have a big meat. Since, you know, the stereotype is, like, all black people have fucking, like, minimum size is... 7. He's like, hey, man, you know, I'm chilling. I'm like, oh. He's like, all about the motion of the ocean, man. You gotta put the hips into it. I'm like, you know what? God bless you, Drewski. At least you shouting it out there.
I mean,
for us average men.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it is the way you work it. But like the one thing I do want to try is that, like, I don't know what it officially is called, but it's like the 10, like the countdown strokes.
I think it works, dude.
But you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Like momentum.
Yeah.
Not momentum.
For those of you who don't know, it's a secret that was taught by, I think it might have been a porn star.
It was a porn star. Yeah. Because she, it was a Mark Bell podcast, dude. Oh. I heard the same one back in like last year. And she's like, yeah, you got to do it this way and that way. I'm like, someday I'll do it.
And for those of you that are listening to this and are probably, are kids being sexually more active nowadays, earlier or later in life? Because in Japan, it seems to be later in life.
Well, supposedly the Asian culture, bro, or like Asian men in general, Asian men, they don't have any sexual relationship until like later on in life.
Like mid-30s?
Probably, bro, since like...
Oh, yeah. Adidas socks is up.
Ah, he's up. Ah, there we go. We got him up. All
right, but the secret is, boys, if you are about to be sexually active, you know, use protection, yada, 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 and get tested for STDs.
I'll take your time, too, dude. Take your time. Yeah, you know, breathe in and out, dog.
What you want to do is do 10 shallow strokes. And on the last stroke, you go all the way. Oh. And then from there... you do 8 shallow strokes. The last stroke, you go all the way, and you just count down from there.
Yeah, and then, you know, practice makes perfect, dude. Practice does make perfect. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
Remember to find the right hole. Don't be afraid to ask her to guide you.
Oh, yeah, but dude, like, what's so cool, like, for, you know, you got the right chick, of like, she's like, I got you. I'm like, all right, bet shmoney. Then, you know, you gotta do yourself, you gotta do shit on your own as well sometimes. But, yeah, dog, it's cool having good communication, dog. Don't be afraid. That's it. Don't be afraid. For damn sure. Speaking of that shit, dog, so we went to the club today, right? A fantastic club that everybody supposedly, every single Mexican that you know will go to it in Atlanta, Georgia. Because it's so fucking overhyped. Called Havana.
Very overrated
in my opinion. Pretty good times, and I mean a decent time, dude. I only had one time. Yeah, I'll admit it. It was Victor's birthday. That was the only time I had a good time. I would admit that I had a good time. Other than that, the amount of times I've been there, I never had a good time.
I don't know. For me, I feel like whenever we first started going there, I would just had bad times. So, like, I just grew to dislike it, even if I have a decent time now. So, like, fuck this place.
Yeah, dude. I think people have, for sure, that have had a great time is probably Juan. He scored. Alice scored. Victy scored. Either I've gotten drinks on me, spilled on me, or about to get in a fight with another man. Or... I got too fucked up. That was the only times I never scored. Never had like a good, great, great blast with the homies. Because I'd always lose them or I'd go overboard. But like recently, not recently, for last year, to be more specific, on Victor's birthday, it was a good ass time. So good that somebody shit on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, long story short, we were on the dance floor, you know, dancing it away, and then a circle opened up, and, you know, usually when a circle opens up in the club, it usually is like a dance circle, and somebody's going to dance in the middle, but it opened up, and there was just a plump pile of brown stuff on the floor, and you then, whenever you saw it, the smell just hit you, and it smelled like somebody shit their pants, and, somebody did shit themselves, but on the floor.
That was a girl, bro.
It was definitely a girl.
Had to be a chick.
Because if it were a guy, he would have to pull down his pants or his shorts, whatever the fuck he was wearing.
And there would have been a lot of women like screaming, like, "Oh my god, I see a dick!" Or,
What I want to know is how that girl did it and got away with it. That's
it's a girl, bro. But a girl can fondle herself at a fucking bar and not like get charged for anything. And be like, hey, stop flicking your bean, and then nothing would happen to her.
Just, but like, did nobody see her? Just, I mean, she probably looked like she was like sitting down, squatting down, and then just let that shit rip.
Oh no, I would have said something, bro. I've been like,
she had dookie cheeks. Dookie cheeks.
Was she white? Did she use her like? Did she use like her boyfriend's sock to like wipe her shit? Or you think she went to the bath straight to the bathroom, like wipe herself, and then leave?
I would go home crying and embarrassed if I shit myself in the club. But that's just me. I felt bad for the cleaning dude that came up, and then he was like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, ah, I'm so sorry, dude. Someone shit on the floor.
Well, made me laugh more, bro. It was just 15% or 20% of people were like running away. The other 70% were just continued dancing around the shit like it was a fucking, what do you call it? Like a ritual.
Like a ceremonial
fire. A ceremonial fire. Yes, dude. Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, my God. It's right there, sir. A homie, like, you know, a homeboy did not, like, you can tell he didn't speak that good of English. He's good hermano. But, like, somebody grabbed his shoulders, like, and pointed to, like, direction of the shit right there. He was like, it's right there. And then you can just tell the guy on the voice, like the guy's face, like, oh, fucking hell, I fucking hate my job.
I would hate to do that shit too. I mean, like, dealing with drunk people is already one thing. Because that man has to get around the crowds and pick shit up.
Yeah.
And he's just fucking, and I hate walking through Havana so much. That is probably the worst thing I hate, is walking around and to get through, like.
Everybody has a problem.
Dude, everybody fucking will just try to shoulder the fuck out of you, trying to be evenly like, excuse me, sorry, excuse me. I usually, when people walk through, I'm like, hey, bro, you trying to get through? All right.
Come on. I let them down. I'm like, yeah, bro, you all good. Like, oh, my bad, man. Nah, you all good, man. Just, you know, shove your way through. It's all good with me. But when I start doing it, dude, that's why I kind of don't like leading, but at the same time, I do like leading because, I mean, I'm down for a fight any day. But at the same time, like, I don't want to die.
Do you have a hankering for just throwing down as a squad like Alessandro?
Today, I was not feeling it, bro.
I mean, I would love to throw down if I knew that we didn't live in a state where everybody carries a gun.
Yeah.
People get fucking angry and start blasting you.
Like those Salvies, those are the Salvadorians that, like, passed us by when we were heading down to Havana, man. I kind of had a feeling like they were going to try to start shit, and they did try to start shit, man. I was like literally dumb. I didn't want to start anything because one, I was with Jasmine, and I didn't want to like put her in danger. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, when in Rome.
Oh my God, stop! No, William,
please don't! Oh my God, those skinny fucks, bro. Oh my God, wearing goddamn gas things that are hot shit, bro. I'm like, oh,
get out of my face.
They pissed me off. They literally pissed me off. Like, they tried staring me down for some odd reason. I don't know why they tried to start shit. Like, dude, we're just walking on the fucking sidewalk. Just walk in a single file line and don't try to act all hard and, like, take up the whole sidewalk and think that I'm gonna, you know, bow down to your salvia ass. Like, bro, come on, chill. We're all human, like, in the end. But nah, bro, like, some guy tried to shoulder the hell out of me, but I didn't think much of it, barely a lot. But I didn't want to start anything else, and I don't know if I would have started something. It was like, what, 12 versus 6 of us?
We might have lost that one by numbers.
Nah, I'm pretty sure
we would. Bro, two of them can grab you by your legs while the other one beats you.
Yeah, but they're tiny.
What do you think, you're just going to kick them off like raccoons?
Dude, the guy did it. No, bro. He put his whole fucking body into me. Tried. Well,
if you can knock out two within the span of a couple seconds, then I think we have a fighting chance.
Yeah.
But those big-ass brawls, you can get hit in the back of the head by some dude picking up a cinder block.
No, yeah.
Numbers
do matter, dude. Yeah, numbers do matter. Realistically, yeah, this ain't no fucking Jackie Chan shit and shit like that, but realistically, they did, like, they did have chicks with them, I'm pretty sure that would have held them back. Oh my God, I'm like, ah, no, yeah, basta, basta, no, 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 no. And then it would have been 6v6. Because 4 out of, like, the 15 of them had chicks. You know, 6 of us. About 2 of us, 3 of us know how to fight. And the other 3 are like, hey, we're going balls to the wall with it.
I don't know. The people that know how to fight don't want to fight, though.
No, I don't want to. I didn't want to fight, dude. Hell nah, dude. Kinda. But, you know, I was like, It really, in the end, it's not really worth it, dude. It's not worth my fucking life. It's not worth the other guy's life.
I would just go for a slam and hope I don't break their neck.
No, because, like, that guy from the football player against the jiu-jitsu kid, That was scary. That jiu-jitsu kid was lucky that football player did not get a concussion, broken neck, or died. Like,
are you talking about that the bathroom fight?
Yeah.
Oh, that one was hard. That was
a hard land on the fucking ground, bro. The concrete ground.
Yeah, dude. Oh, no. When he, like, freaking wiped his nose, like, fucking Bruce Lee, and just beat the shit out of him, I was like, yeah, get his ass.
Yeah, well, that football player, I honestly deserved fucking, what, D2, D3?
No, he was a Division
I. He's football. D1?
Yeah.
Okay.
He played for Oklahoma. He was second. It might have been second or third string. Definitely not a starter.
Definitely needed, like, a home bologna sandwich, dude.
Yeah. Watch out who you pick on.
Well, yeah, bro. Nowadays, man, you really can't. You don't know who knows what. Yeah, you don't know who knows what. And
there's somebody that weighs like 30 pounds less than you can beat your ass. You won't even see the fucking. Have you seen like the Bradley Martin? I think he was like interviewing David Haney.
Oh, David Haney. Like, he was like, "Yeah, I can beat you up." He was like, "No, you can't." I mean, I don't know, bro. It's.
If I get to you, quickly, he's like, you're not getting to me.
If he grabs, okay, yeah. If Bradley Martin grabs him, it's a done deal. But like David Haney has a point. He knows footwork. He's fast as shit.
Yeah.
Swift. There's no way that Bradley Martin can get to him.
No, he would probably, even if he charges him, he's still gonna fucking piece him up.
Yeah, he can piece him up and shit, man. He knows footwork. He knows his distance. He's professional for a reason. Yep. And Bradley Martin, he's just a professional bodybuilder and an athlete. I'll give him that. He's definitely a fucking athlete. I won't knock him down for that. But Devin Haney is definitely a professional.
Devin Haney
is definitely a fucking athlete and professional as well. He's a professional. Like at the end of the day, he's professional. He knows what to fucking do. He knows how to fight. He knows how to box. Not how to fight, but how to box.
He's like not just like a professional. He's one of the best.
Yeah, he's top man, dude.
That almost reminds me. Jake Paul wants to fight Canelo.
Canelo said, yeah. He's like, yeah, for exhibition, sure. Whenever I'm done, like, with my own shit.
I mean, like, the thing is, like, whenever Logan Paul fought Floyd Mayweather, he was just toying with him. But the thing is, like, I wonder if Canelo would toy with him, too, or just fucking go for the killer shots.
I think he'd toy with him. Oh, if it's an exhibition, he'd toy with him, like, how he did with Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Literally told him the whole 12 fucking rounds, like, you know, fuck it, I'll just
beat the shit out of him.
Beat him up, and then, you know, do the little rope-a-dope, work on my fucking reflexes and shit like that, and go from there. And that's what I'm pretty sure he's gonna do with Logan Paul. You know, it's like, fuck it, dude, I don't care. Even if he, like, knocks me out, good for him. This is an exhibition. Don't boast about it, I ain't doing my best, and you're not a professional fight, and it's not fucking up my personal record. But it'd fuck with my pride, man. If I were him, it'd fuck with my pride, bro. Getting beat up by a YouTuber, a person that just now props with like Jake Paul, but like 4 years into the sport, him beating a legendary Mexican boxer, bro, would suck.
Yeah, I don't really see it happening at all. Of Canelo getting beat.
No, I don't see that at all either. Hell no.
Possibly not. Probably not possible.
The only person that I would actually like think he would be that would actually beat not the living shit on him, but it'd be a chess match for damn sure. Boring as hell, but maybe pretty entertaining. It would be the Crawford Canelo fight.
Crawford versus Canelo.
That one's
iffy.
It ain't gonna happen, bro.
Because Crawford already said he would do it. He wants to fight whoever wins the fight.
Oh, I wasn't like, who's going to fight him?
Because he wants to be triple undisputed. He's already double undisputed. He wants to be triple undisputed, and he's either taking undisputed Charlo or undisputed Canelo.
Insane, man. And
triple. The thing is, I think the way it works is Charlo would have to fight him and go up to his weight class. But, like, I think if Canelo... do you know how that works? How the belts work? Would I know. He gave up his belts to Canelo if he lost?
No, he vacated his belts right now. He was supposed to fight a... what do you call it?
Mandatory?
A mandatory. He was supposed to fight a mandatory match. But then, like, they left him. He was like, you know what? Don't fight the mandatory match. You have an option. Go with Canelo or do the mandatory option. And he was like, nah, fuck the mandatory. I want to, like, build my name, my legacy, and put my name out there. I'll fight Canelo. He's like, all right, well, you're gonna lose your belt. He's like, fuck the belt.
Yeah, because, on that podcast, he was just like... Oh, no, it wasn't a podcast. Was it an interview? Was it an interview or a podcast? Oh, no, it might have been a podcast because he was talking to me. Like, he's like, yeah, I would like the... He was like... Canelo versus he's like all props to Charlo and stuff, but I don't see him winning the fight. And if Canelo does win, I want to fight him. Like, do you understand? Like, the how big that fight would be, and I'd be like, oh my god, that'd be fucking crazy. But I don't know. My baby Canelo is gonna fight on September 30th.
Hopefully, I'm sure he can win, dude.
Hopefully he does well. He didn't look too hot in his last fight.
What, 9 months on the couch?
Oh, he fucking... What's his name? He faced Ryder.
Oh, that's right. He faced Ryder. That's right. Totally forgot about that. But yeah, dude. I don't know about these new nun movies, man. It's... a little scary. But at the same time... it's scary.
Did you say nun movies?
I don't know. Listen, I'm tired. Holy shit, dude.
I might have to cancel. I'm end the podcast just for the sole fact that I gotta take a shit.
Also, it's just, you know.
It's about to be 5 a.m.
It is about to be 5 a.m. I gotta,
Happy Labor Day.
Well, happy Labor Day. We're back, baby. I'll probably be back Monday, dude. I'm gonna be across the street. Unless you're gonna go back to Canton.
I mean, I'm gonna be in Canton, but I'm gonna come back Monday afternoon.
I'm gonna be here Monday.
Because I gotta...
You work?
No, I have to go to Ohio on Tuesday.
Okay, maybe I won't come over tomorrow.
Here?
Yeah.
I'll be in Canton tomorrow.
I ain't gonna be in Canton. I'm gonna be in Douglasville.
What are you gonna be doing down here?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be here in the morning.
I really cannot wait for tomorrow.
Really? Oh. You look so excited. Look at you. Dude, you
know I love going.
Alright, well.
Cannot wait. Honestly, not being deadass, dude. I really cannot wait going.
No, it was like, you know, I really, really, really can't wait.
Dude, it's gonna be so much fun.
Alright, well, I'm signing off. It was nice being back for these couple of minutes. We literally talked about nothing that went on in the past.
Oh, yeah, literally, we didn't talk about anything. Not even about today, bro.
Alright, catch you guys.
But we'll catch up and we'll figure out how to like fuck with these mics, because we've upgraded a little bit, but so far these mics aren't cooperating with us. It would have been done like an hour, but still, whatever. It's been your boy Emilio, and we are signing off for Chops to take a shit and for me to go home.
Good night, everybody. Sleep tight. Don't let the tikies bite.
See ya.